Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the ninth day of the month of Sivan. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Tuesday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Elisha Prero, Mor Da'atara of Young Israel of West Rogers Park in Chicago, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Prero reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Prelo will conclude with the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Prelo.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali. It's an honor to participate in this this national endeavor of giving Chizuk to Acheinu B'nai Yisrael. And thank you, Rabbi Karish, for being the Shadchan here. So we live in confusing times. I don't know that anybody thinks otherwise. People have different opinions about how to approach things, but everybody acknowledges that we're confused. And the question is, how do we make sense out of it, and how do we deal with it? So my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, used to quote in the name of the Alkut Shimoni, that in the passage of the Torah, in which it describes, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is also confused. And he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants the Almighty to explain. Show me your ways. Show me your glory. Just explain to me how things work in this world. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, responds, and he says, in part, he says, two things. Number one, he says, "V'ra'isa es achorai ufonai lo yera'u." You'll see my back, you won't see my face. And he also says separately, "Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai." Person can't see me and live. Meaning, it's not possible to be a finite human being and have the big picture. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, Rav Aaron explained that it's impossible to understand the significance of events as they're happening in real time. It's just impossible because the ultimate ramifications are so complex that it's only the divine, it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the universe, who really has a handle on that. But if we are fortunate, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes, as it were, after he leaves the scene and we see what's going on, with the benefit of historical perspective, then we get a chance to see things. Then we get a chance to understand things, but only with the benefit of hindsight. So what do? We don't live with hindsight in connection with current events. We only live with hindsight for past events, which means that current events are going to be confusing and they can cause distress and anxiety. How do we respond to that? So if we look at Tehillim Chuf, which we say it's part of Psukei Dezimra, the Shachar service in the morning, it says, Mizmor Lesodo, Horiyu Lashem Kol Haaretz. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. And now some famous words. Ivdu es Hashem v'simcha bo'u lufanav b'rnona. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. Well, how do we do that? How do we have singing when we live in a world of uncertainty? And we live in a world that can cause a fair amount of anxiety. The next verse says, Du'u. No. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem is God. Hu asanu, he made us. V'lo anachnu, we belong to him. Amo, we are his people, Vitzon Mariso, and we are the sheep of his pasture. And I heard from Rav Avram Chaim Levin, Zichron Levracha, he was the Rosh Shiva in Tells, Chicago, in the name of his father, Reb Lazer Levin, who was the head of the Vada Rabbanim in Detroit, where I grew up. I knew Rav Levin. My father was a member of the Vada Rabbanim and Rav Levin, and he had regular dealings. Rav Lazer Levin said that the pasuk that follows, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, is the answer to the question. In other words, how do we get to the level of serving God with simcha, with coming before him with song? Du'u. It's an unusual word in Tehillim. Du'u. It's a command. Understand this. Know this. Be mindful of this. So, Hashem hu Elokim. Hu Elokim. Hashem is the God. Hu Asanu. He's our creator. We belong to him. We are his people. And we are the sheep of his pasture. He will take care of us. We don't always understand how. We don't always understand why. But the key to simcha is understanding that Hashem is in control, even if we're not, even if we don't understand, he does, and he's in control. Okay, we'll go to Tehillim now, and we'll start with Tehillim Chaf, which is paragraph 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David. Ya'ancho Adonai biyom Torah. Yisagevcha she'em Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisodecha. Yizkor kol minchosecha va'olasecha yedashen es ela. Yitein lecha chilvovecha v'chol atzosecha yimalei. Nuranana bishu asecha, uvshem Eloheinu nidgol, yamale Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kocho, bigvuros yesha yimino. Elev orechev, ואלה והסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו, ויום קוראינו. Okay, we'll go now to Tehillim, Chazayin 27. Lidavid, Adonai ori vishi, mimi ira, Adonai maoz chayai, mimi evchod. Bikrov olai mreim, lecholes bisori, tzorai v'oyevai li, hema choshulu v'nafolu. Im tachane olai machane, Lo yira libi im tokum olai milchama, bezos ani voteach. Achas sha'alti me'eis Adonoi, osa avakesh. Shivti beveis Adonoi kol yimei chayai, lachazos benoam Adonoi, ulvaker beheicholo. Ki yitzpineni besuko, biyom ra'o, yastireni beseser oholo, betzur yirom emeni, va'ato yorum roshi al oivai sevivosai, ve'ezbechov oholo zivche siruo, oshiro vazamuro ladonoi. Shema Adonai koli ekra, v'choneni va'aneni. L'cho omar libi bakshu fanoi, Esponecha Adonai Avakesh. Al taster ponecha mimeni. Al tatbiaf avdecha ezrasi hoyisa. Al techeni va'al ta'azeni Elohei yishi. Ki ovi v'imi azavuni. Vadonoi ya'asveni. Horeini Adonoi darkecha. Unecheni ba'orach mishor. Lama'an shoruroi. Al titneini benefesh tzoroi. Ki kamuvi edei sheker. Vifeach chomos. Lulei he'emanti. Liros betuv Adonoi. Be'eretz. Chayim. Kavei el Adonai Chazak via Amet Libecho. The Kavei el Adonai. We will next say Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hama'alos. Mima'amakim kurosicho Adonoi. Adonoi shimo vikoli. Tihiena oznecho kashuvos lokol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmoya. Adonoi miya amo. Ki imcha hasilicha lama'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kivasa nafshi velidvara hocholti. Nafshi ladonai. Mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai hachesed, v'harbei imofedus. V'hu yifteres Yisrael. Mikol Avonosav. We will now be saying a Mishaberach for Cholim, a prayer for people who are sick, whether from coronavirus or from any other disease.
Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aharon, David U'Shlomo. Huivorech virapei esacholim. Ba'avur shanachnu mispalim ba'avuram bischarze hakadosh baruch hu yimolei rachamim aleihem lahachalimam ulraposam lahachazikam ulahachayosam vishlach lahem mehira refuah shlema min hashamayim L'chol evareihem, l'chol gideihem, b'sol sh'or cholei Yisrael, refuas ha'nefes, refuas ha'gov, hashto bagalov izman koriv, v'nomar amen.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anisunim HaTorah b'shevyach omdim bein bayam lein bayavasha hamakom yirachem aleihem yotzia mitzara levacha me'afel aleora mishivu legula hashda ba'agala uzman kariv v'nomar amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Prero. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. May the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Nissan Andrews of the Congregation Sons of Israel in Allentown, Pennsylvania. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.